Exclusive, Senator Tommy Tuberville, Fort Pelosi provides black SUVs with Secret Service to Democratic congressmen, not Republicans. By Robert Krajicek on March 10, 2021. Senator Tommy Tuberville, RL, told Breitbart News on Wednesday that Democrat representatives, not Republicans, are being provided Secret Service protection per House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's, DCA, directives. The federal government built concrete barriers alongside fencing with razor wire surrounding the Capitol following violent riots on January 6, ostensibly to protect against a threat of domestic terrorism from conservative supporters of former President Donald Trump. Tuberville contrasted Washington, D.C.'s reaction to unrest on January 6 with dozens of violent and destructive leftist-driven riots in large American cities in 2020. In the last year, we had 230 riots, Tuberville said. A lot of them were very disruptive, people and police injured, and then there's one in here in Washington, D.C., which should have never happened, on January 6. People should go to jail. They are going to jail. Tuberville said he and his senator colleagues have not been told one thing about any intelligence regarding threats to their security related to increased security in the nation's capital for politicians. Listen. This is all coming from the other end of the Capitol building, which is the House, Fort Pelosi, Tuberville remarked. Nancy Pelosi is in charge of all this. She was in charge of it when it all happened. The chief of police, and sergeant-at-arms resigned. And Pelosi should have been right behind them, because she should have been on top of this. He added, now, Pelosi wants to protect her and her group down there. They've all got huge security. American taxpayers are paying for these black SUVs with Secret Service going around with all these Democratic congressmen up around the hill, not Republicans, but Democrats. If you feel like you can't handle this, go home, Tuberville said of Democrats framing themselves as threatened. Just go home. Tuberville described the $1.9 trillion spending bill, marketed by Democrats and left-wing media as a COVID-19 relief package, as a bank heist. The $2 trillion they passed is not for COVID, Tuberville stated. It's payback for getting elected and paying all their buddies and these bad mayors and governors off across the country. We gave them $350 billion. Now how much could we use that for our roads and highways and for the military to actually help the American people? He remarked, this was the biggest heist. It was a bank heist of the taxpayers' money. And we only debated it for 25 hours. And you'd think you would debate it for 2 or 3 weeks. It's the biggest scam to take American taxpayers' money I've ever seen, he added. Tuberville contrasted President Joe Biden's approach towards immigration with the White House's supposed consideration of COVID-19 as a primary threat to national welfare. President Biden and the Democrats have to make a decision, Tuberville determined. Are they going to be for the American people? Or are they going to be for illegal immigrants? Are they going to be for getting rid of the pandemic? Or are they going to be for illegal immigrants coming over and being given amnesty, citizenship, and a voting card? So they chose illegal immigrants, because the COVID is coming over with them every day. Tuberville said H.R. 1, named the For the People Act, would make America a one-party state run by Democrats if enacted as law. If it were to pass, it'd be over, he warned. This country would be a Democrat socialist communist country in a short period of time. Because there'd be no way that Republicans could get elected. Even in Alabama, I got 60-something percent of the vote. We're a huge red state, a conservative Christian state, but if they were to be able to manipulate elections through the federal government, I'd probably have a tough time winning in the state. Tuberville noted left-wing and Democrat ideological hostility towards Christianity. They hate Christianity, absolutely hate it. So we've got to stay positive, Tuberville concluded. We understand why we're here. Things will change, it might get worse before it gets better, but we've got to stay with our moral values. We've got to fight for our kids in schools. We've got to fight for an education that teaches this country's fundamentals, not this socialism communism junk that they're teaching these kids. I've been an educator for years, and it just really gets me sometimes. Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.